This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.
The New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance has phoned the program about my comments earlier. Minister, good morning.
G'day, Ray. How are you going?
Not bad. Mike, you answered my question about the reduced staff stations, but you didn't answer my question about these closed stations being Moolumbah, Nambucca Heads, Maxville, Griffith, where I do broadcast to, Wellington, Blaney, Broken Hill. Why are they closing?
I'm just confirming on your program. I'm going to go back and have a look at that, because ultimately what we're doing here is because it's not sustainable to have stuck behind ticket windows at times when there's no services and no customers. And that was the aim of looking at it, because a lot of people now are buying their tickets online.
Mm.
We're not changing any services here. But I take on board your point. When you've got unattended stations, they need maintenance, they need looking after, they need caring for. And I'm better than anyone coming from the bush to understand what you're saying. So we'll go back and have a look at those.
I'm glad you raised that. Okay, now, this is not your fault, but why it puts a burr under my saddle is this. My family come from a little village called Yuengai Rail on the main northern line, just south of Maxville. One of the previous coalition governments, a long time before you were in politics, closed the station down. The next thing, they knock it base over apex. They put a stupid-looking cement platform there with no cover for anyone.
Yeah.
Whereas a bloke called Arthur Pierpoint, who was a station master, used to win award after award after award for either Telegraph Point or Yuengai Rail as the most decorated and beautiful station in the state. It was a place that people went to. And I don't want this to happen in Nambucca Heads, which is a beautiful old station, or Maxville. Or I don't want them to be there for graffiti vandals just to ply their trade.
Yeah, mate, I agree. Like, you know, I grew up as Daisy's grandson, and you know, we used to load wool on the tracks at Cooma. Now, that line got cut and stopped altogether. And we've got some beautiful, you know, beautiful railway stations around the state which need caring for. So I guess the question here is whether we're better to look at how we align, you know, those who protect and look after stations versus, you know, those who are sitting behind.
Look, I'm happy for you to empty out the ticket office with someone sitting on the backside and employ someone who's there that takes pride.
Yeah, and that's the aim of the reform.
Well, for instance, I've got an email here from a listener at Warhope and says, we've got this lovely man up here, as the train comes in, recites poetry and sings to us. And that's one of your staff, and it's a feature of the Warhope station, these fellas there. Now, I know you're only reducing staff there, but we have to realise that people live in the bush, as you did, and they've got to be looked after. We can't just simply say, oh, Maxwell's gone, Lismore's gone. Griffiths is a major city, Minister. It's a major city.
But again, this is the backdrop to which we're working. Like, in the last 5 years, our patronage has dropped off by 10%. So I'm now doing...
Well, what about doing this? Increase it by 25%. Because there's look, I used to go to the Gold Coast on the XPT, and I spoke to one of your predecessors under the previous Labor government and said, look, I'm happy to do free advertising for you because it's a wonderful facility.
Yeah, but you know, back on the train.
We need to get a bit proactive about it, Minister, and tell people that you don't have to jump on a plane all the time. You can get a train.
Exactly, and that's why we're doing a new XPT fleet procurement. That's why we're doing service on the train. Get better timetables for country people so they can look up when they come to regional centres that meet their needs in terms of medical needs and all sorts of things. But at the moment, what we're trying to do is just trying, you know, there's no point in having people sitting behind tickets.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. But so you'll tell me that you'll look at getting people still there looking after the station. And if you go to Maxville, it's a beautiful old Federation station, a beautiful station. So is Nambucca. So is Moolumbah. So is Griffith.
I'll go back and have a look at what New South Wales Trains has done in that regard with these unattended stations. I couldn't agree with you more in relation to them.
Okay.
I would make, because the services are still going to keep running, but I just want to go back and look at what you're saying.
I don't want them just to fall into a state of disrepair and for the graffiti vandals to ruin them, okay?
Nobody does if they're from the country.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. That's the New South Wales Minister for Transport. So we might have some traction there in relation to these railway lines. Yes, we don't want people sitting behind counters if they're not selling any tickets. That's ridiculous. But we can't have them unmanned and people just not caring about them. They're a part of our history. You go to some of those beautiful stations in northern Queensland. Beautiful stations. Absolutely glorious. And you go to Goulburn Station. Beautiful old station. Same in Griffith. Same in Lismore. Same in Maxwell. Same in Nambucca Heads. Moolumbah. They can't fall into a state of disrepair. They're part of our history.
This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up UE car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit ue.com.au or call 134 007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.